Hello, we are live according to the powers of the internet. So hello everybody, how are you doing? I hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. I have a question for you today. Do you often hear yourself say, yes, I should do that? Well, let me tell you, that is a phrase that can make me lose my mind. And I mean, I'm a calm, happy person, and I do my work. I try to help people see how they could, I don't even want to use could, see how to make their lives better than what it is now. See that how they can create the life that they want. And when I hear someone say, I should do that, that immediately, it's not just me, it almost like it tells their brain that they're not going to do it. It's like, yeah, I should do that. And that's got an implied but at right after it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I should do that, but I'd rather watch this thing on Netflix. I should do that, but instead I'm going to do anything else. Anything else on my list of things. So that's why the title of this episode is called Stop Shoulding All Over Yourself. So what I want you to think about is, if you want to change something, if you feel like, yes, I want something to be different, listen to what you say to yourself when you're having that conversation. Listen to the, even if, I mean, a lot of our conversation is in our heads, right? So if you hear yourself, or maybe the exercise is just to listen, first is just to listen, just to learn to listen to what you're saying to yourself. And if you can hear those implied buts, just notice that for the time being. And that might help you realize that part of the reason that maybe you aren't getting where you want to get is because of just the way you're talking to yourself, just the way you're thinking about the issue at hand. Whenever we want to make something different, I'm not going to lie to you. It takes effort. It takes some work. It could be something super simple. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy, right? It doesn't mean it's going to be easy at all. And I have done tons of work on this. I mean, I've changed myself. If I looked at myself even 20 years ago, I'm not the person I was 20 years ago. And you probably aren't either. I can guarantee you, you're not the same person you were 20 years ago. But are you where you want to be? Did you intentionally come to where you are now? And everything that I planned obviously didn't work out exactly as I intended. Things happen. Stuff happens in life. As you know, if you've watched or listened to any of my podcasts, you know that, you know, stuff can happen, like, you know, a stroke or something. But that just means maybe you have to adjust. So I was having this topic actually came up because I was having a conversation with someone, and I could not get this person to see that they were choosing in the way they talked about what they wanted to change. They were choosing to stay where they were. And sometimes it's the stuck is more to do with the everything that has to come before, everything that has to come before that. So if you think about, I have three steps. I always think of it as three things that have to happen before you can even decide to change something. The first step is you have to be aware that there's something that's not the way you want it. And I always think about, you know, the fish and the fish tank. And I can't even remember how it goes, but it's something along the lines of the fish doesn't know it's in water because it's in water. It just thinks that's its environment. It just thinks that's the normal place to be. So you can't, you can't explain to the fish, or the fish, it takes a bit of a leap for the fish to be aware, oh my God, I'm in water, right? So sometimes your life, and I've had this happen a couple of times in my life, and if I ever sit with you and have a conversation with you about the huge changes that I made, once I realized, oh my gosh, I don't actually have to stay in where I am. But first I had to be aware that I was actually in it, that I was actually in it. So awareness is that first step. That awareness is like, the light bulb comes on. You say, oh my God, how did I get here? How did this happen? How did I not even notice this before? And it can be a slow realization. For me, it always came as like a punch to the face, a slap to the face. It's like, oh my God, you're right. This is not actually where I plan to be. And so after you're aware of it, then is the realization that you can actually choose to be somewhere different. And if you listened to the previous podcast, I'm going to say 2-3 podcasts ago, it was with, it was one of the coaches I talked to said to stand up, Nicole, and I'll say your name wrong, so I'm just going to say Nicole, Matisse, like ice. She said, you know, one day she realized she was sitting in a mud puddle. The second step was to realize she could stand up. So once you become aware that you're in a situation that you don't want to, that you don't want it that way, your next step is to realize that you can actually change it. Unless you're like, you know, I can dream up instances where you can't change it, but for most of what people are experiencing that's holding them from the life they want, they can change it. You, my friend, you can change it. You can make the decision. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of work, but it's okay. You know, that's okay. So yeah, that's the third thing. So the first thing is awareness that you're in a situation that it's not necessarily, you don't have to be there if you don't want to. So that's the second step. You're in something. You don't have to be there. The third step is to act, to take a step, to, as Nicole said, step out of the mud puddle. And even if it's only one step out, it's like that movement to prove to yourself that you can actually change it. You don't have to stay there. You can move. You can make even the smallest of changes. I can't remember what your new show is called, which is the same as your old show, but it's along the lines of little steps to big steps. So little steps, all little steps add up over time. How do you finish a marathon? One step at a time, right? I ran 2 marathons. I know it's only one step at a time. Yes, there's this huge long thing out in front of you. Yeah, you don't worry about that. You just look in front of you. The next step, the next step, the next step. Otherwise, if you look at the enormity of a task, sometimes it feels enormous. Sometimes it feels so overwhelming. You can't even imagine how to start. I've had that happen to me. Even sometimes just like packing to go on a trip. Quite a few number of years ago, I was going on an extended trip for months. And I was just sitting in the middle of my stuff. And it was a backpacking trip. I had to carry it all. I was sitting in the middle of my stuff going, I don't even know where to start. I was in an overwhelm. And what I needed in that moment was actually my partner who was traveling with me to just come and say, let's just do one thing. Let's just do one thing. So he coached me through that. And it seems silly. I know it seems silly. You're going packing to go away on vacation. But really, overwhelm can come from anywhere, my friends, anywhere at all. But in that instance, it was something new to me. There was stuff everywhere. I didn't know what to do. So I just let him assist me. And once I got started, I was okay. But I needed someone to help me get going, get moving towards my goal was to go away, right? So if your goal... First, have you realized that, are you somewhere that you don't want to be? That takes a little bit of self-awareness. It takes checking in with yourself to see how you're feeling. It takes, am I feeling as happy as I want to be? Sometimes it's comparing to, say, 10, 20 years ago. Now, you know, the circumstances are different. You're a bit older, but Was I happier then than I am now? What's different now? Is there something I want to change right now? Even if you think you can't change it, is there something? And if you don't know what it is, that's okay. For the first step is just awareness that you want something to be different. The next step is to decide and choose what the thing is. And then the third step is to start taking the steps. So bring in some self-awareness, bring in some self-evaluation. Are you shoulding all over yourself, right? Are you saying, yes, I should, but not? There's it's attributed to the Buddha as far as I know, but I have it on a post-it note in my office and it says, it sounds kind of like Yoda actually. So maybe Yoda was a Buddhist. What do you think? Anyway, so it basically says, to know and not do is not yet to know. So if you say you know something intellectually, I know that I should, there's that word, do that, but you don't do it, then you don't really know it. You don't know it in the sense of knowing. So, I mean, I can think of tons of things for that, you know. I am still a massage therapist a couple days a week, and I will ask people, are you getting any exercise? Because I know it will help them, whatever it is going on with them, even if it's just a walk. A walk is exercise, by the way. Don't discount walking. I will say, are you getting any exercise? Yes, I should do that. Then I just pause. And then they give me a million, I don't say anything. They'll give me a million excuses of why they're not. But really what it's telling me is they don't actually know. They don't actually know like an internal knowing of why that would help them it on more levels than just feeling better. I could go on this one all day, my friends. This is a special pet peeve of Heather. The should. Yes, I should. Listen, the next time you hear yourself saying that inside or outside, don't give yourself a hard time. Don't beat yourself up. Just have a pause. Just press pause on yourself and say, I will or I won't. Instead of I should, say I will or I won't and make a choice. Because that is going to switch how you look at the things that you want to change in your life. And it's interesting. So this came up with me last week that I heard too many people say I should. And next week on the 17th of March, I want to invite you. I'm doing a 90-minute webinar on just this very thing. It's on the first three steps, but then the six things to evaluate in your life to help you figure out we always think of wellness. We think of, oh, I need to exercise more. Maybe that's not what you need. Maybe there's some other aspect of your life that just needs a little tweaking, a little stepping forward, a little action that will spread and improve the other areas of your life. So there's six areas of life that we look at. And I want to invite you to that personal invitation from me to come over to that webinar. And I will post it in the show notes. I will post it in the comments. I will post it everywhere. But I would love for you to come over to that webinar and just start to explore. It's a safe space. There's no judgment at all on where you are in whatever mud puddle you're sitting in, or maybe you're not sitting in. And if you're not sitting in a mud puddle and you're doing great, come over anyway, because you can share your wisdom with the group collective. I love community. I love having people share and help each other and lift each other up, because that's how we're going to make the world better. My friends, whew, stop shooting, please. This is Heather from Prosperity Flow Coaching. This is the Back to Me podcast. If you enjoyed the episode and you want more, you know what to do. Subscribe, review, share with your friends, invite everybody. I would love actually to reach as many people as I can with this. And if there's anything specific you ever, if you have a pet peeve, send it to me. I would love to know, because I can talk about it. I could talk all day, obviously, on these things that I find interesting and that I'm passionate about. And have an amazing week. See you next week, same time, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. live, or you can head over to the podcast. I'll put in the links for the podcast. Take care, my friends. I will see you soon.